This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a look into the Publisher's Corner. This time, Beacon Press Audio is in the spotlight. Our reviews today will deal with business and personal growth, including a review of Earphones winner On Living, written and read by Carrie Egan. Then we'll hear Thomas Walken's Learning by Ear, and after that, I have reviews in historical fiction, so let's get right to it. Publisher's Corner, Beacon Press Audio. Meet Beacon Press Audio. When the venerable Beacon Press of Boston, Massachusetts, launched an audio division in 2016, its first two productions, West Mountain Epilogue and All the Rage, won coveted Audiophile Earphones Awards. "I can't tell you how good that felt," says Beacon Press director Helene Atuan, who spearheaded the creation of the audiobook line after jumping the shark and falling so in love with audiobooks that I sometimes drive around the block just to keep listening. "Once I understood the ability of audio to deliver the content of a book and realized that others felt the same, I wanted to ensure that our books were available in audio as well as print. Also, we are a mission-driven nonprofit. So one of the things we think about is making our books accessible. Audiobooks are one more way we make our books available to all kinds of people." Beacon Press, which was founded by the American Unitarian Association in 1854, publishes serious fiction and nonfiction, including poetry and memoir. Its tagline, "Igniting Hearts and Minds," aptly describes a firm that has published such works as James Baldwin's Notes of a Native Son, the first full edition of the Pentagon Papers, and the poetry of Pulitzer Prize winner Mary Oliver. For Beacon Press Audio's first productions, staff chose Martin Moran's memoir, All the Rage, and Jay Perini's poetry collection, West Mountain Epilogue. They are ideal examples of how you can turn an important dimension by having a book read aloud, says Atuan. "Poetry is a natural for audio. Think of how much we treasure the recording of Robert Frost reading his work." For this production, Jay didn't just read poem after poem. He recreated the feel of a live poetry reading. And memoir, particularly one such as Marty's, which began as spoken word performance, belongs in the voice of the writer. Beacon Press Audio currently works with off-site narrators who have their own sound booths and recording equipment. "We are lucky to have a wealth of talent available all over the country. For us, it's about honoring the author's sound. We work hard to find the exact right voice," says Atuan, explaining that to find narrators, they pursue websites and Audiophile and do a lot of personal listening. They also hire a proof listener for each book, which it turns out is absolutely essential. "We learn pretty quickly that book editors are not necessarily audiobook editors." While most of the productions are recorded independently, the press does have a small sound studio on site, which it plans to begin producing memoirs read by their authors. Their first foray into the studio will be with Marianne Leone's Jesse. They also have begun to review their backlist for books that could receive new life in audio. As Atuan says, there is so much to look forward to. That Publisher's Corner highlight was conducted by Aurelia C. Scott. Now we will turn our attention to our reviews in the area of business and personal growth. And our first review is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of many of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today in Business and Personal Growth is The Left Brain Speaks, The Right Brain Laughs. It's written by Ransom Stevens, and it's an earphones winner by read by James Patrick Cronin. Narrator James Patrick Cronin brings out the humor and intrigue that are deftly interwoven with scientific data in this exploration of how the brain works. Cronin's narration of this research is lively and informal, whether delivering the personal stories of test subjects, the mind-boggling statistics and measurements of widths of synapses or axons, or the analysis of how the left and right side of the brain collaborate to capture the nuances of everyday logic and emotion. Cronin's easy flow and lightness in tone make the information easy to follow and digest. The author's irony is also evident in Cronin's playful cheekiness, which effectively lends itself to the book's mix of science and emotion, and the argument that analysis, creativity, and emotion are deeply interrelated. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of The Left Brain Speaks, The Right Brain Laughs. It's by Ransom Stevens, and it's an earphones winner read by James Patrick Cronin. It's available from Dreamscape for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have On Living, written and read by Carrie Egan. It's an earphones winner. Please don't be put off by this audiobook's mention of hospice, which you may associate with death and sorrow. This marvelous, often funny production is a true celebration of living, narrated clearly and with spirit by the author, a hospice chaplain. On Living introduces listeners to a cornucopia of people and shares their moving, uplifting, sometimes wacky, and occasionally sad life lessons. With a light touch, Egan blends her own story into those of her clients, which makes listening all the more personal and special. You'll wish you read this book in your 20s. It would not have saved you from idiocy and heartbreak, but it would have helped you to be reminded occasionally about what really matters. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review on Living, written and read by Carrie Egan, an earphones winner from Penguin Audio. It's 4.25 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Earning It by Joanne S. Lublin, read by Kirsten Potter. This audiobook by a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and Wall Street Journal editor is a well-organized blend of her hard-earned knowledge of workplace sexism and the success stories of 52 high-profile female executives. Narrator Kirsten Potter doesn't sound as engaged with this material as she has in other audios on similar subjects, but her business casual speaking style works well for the material, and she gets the phrasing right even when challenged by convoluted sentences or themes that require careful exposition. Emphasizing that women need to take the initiative in hostile or exclusionary work cultures, the author weaves together the trailblazing executives' stories with a discussion of the growth of women's empowerment as it has played out over the past four decades. The sum total is equal parts history and inspiration, written with the impact you'd expect from a newspaper pro. Thomas Walken wrote that review of Earning It by Joanne S. Lublin, read by Kirsten Potter. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours unabridged. And next we have The Attention Merchants, The Epic Scramble to Get Inside Our Heads. It's written by Tim Wu, read by Mark Cashman. Organized as a satisfying history of advertising and marketing, this audio is also a philosophical look at who tries to co-opt our attention and how we've resisted each new intrusion into our lives. Mark Cashman narrates with an effective combination of measured enthusiasm and thoughtful engagement in these ideas. His diction and phrasing are pleasing, and his energy connects well with the historical arcs and themes in the book. Tim Wu uses today's pervasive data collection of our internet behavior and other examples to illuminate the divide between our being effective stewards of our own attention as compared to mindlessly responding to commercial and political messaging. With Cashman's performance, making every idea and theme comprehensible, this is a fascinating and well-documented look at the rapidly accelerating tension between individual intention and organizational interests. Thomas Walken wrote that review of The Attention Merchants, The Epic Scramble to Get Inside Our Heads by Tim Wu, read by Mark Cashman. It's available from Random House Audio for 15.5 hours, unabridged. And next we have Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives. It's by Tim Harford, read by Nicholas Guy Smith. Messy overflows with scenarios involving nature, elections, homophily, office space, and more to make its case that orderliness does not engender success and may, in fact, impede it. Given that Americans tend to equate a British accent with sophisticated orderliness, Nicholas Guy Smith might seem an odd choice to narrate an audiobook about the value of being disorderly. The obvious rationale is that author Tim Harford is British. Smith gives no other reason for listeners to question his selection. His reading is clear and engaging, with an understated suspense well-suited to Hartford's tendency to leave a story hanging, relate other anecdotes and facts, and then pick the story back up again. Smith and Harford prove to be a good pairing. Together, they neatly disrupt our preconceptions of what really drives success. Kate Weiss wrote that review of Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives. It's by Tim Harford, read by Nicholas Guy Smith. It's available from Penguin Audio for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine, the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Now we turn to learning by ear, the special sauce in personal growth audios. From cleaning house to searching for meaning, the personal growth audios I listened to for this issue spoke to me as they always do. There's always room for improvement, Tom. This is especially true now that I have more years behind me than in front of me and feel some urgency to do more with the blessings I've been given. The group of audios is diverse, from classic time management advice to meditations that can slow me down and maybe improve the chances that my life will be less about aimless energy and more about doing something I care about. What continues to impress me about personal growth audios is how they bring together the power of the human voice with insights that speak to us about our lives and opportunities. Someone is speaking to us, whether in person or on a recording, offers us the speaker's heritage and character, as well as the experience and ideas that he or she believes may have value for us. When listening to an author like Agape Stassinopoulos, we, of course, hear the substance of her insights and advice, but we also get a connection with her based on what we hear in her voice, her vocal personality. This is what's unique about learning from audiobooks, the next best thing to connecting to a teacher in person. This special sauce of someone's voice may be more powerful in some audiobooks than others, but it always gets my attention when it's there. Something that happens that awakens the desire to commit, to live more intentionally, and to take the steps needed to have a better life. Good listening and bon courage, from Thomas Walken. And all the next 5 reviews are by Thomas Walken. The first one is UnF**k, Your Habitat, by Rachel Hoffman, read by Emily Wu Zeller. This audio production blends Emily Wu Zeller's sweet voice with the counterculture vibe you'd expect from an audio that wants to overturn everything you know about home management. The innocent, cheery aspect of her voice seems out of place with the author's salty language, but Zeller sounds so earnest and relaxed delivering this book that her likability ultimately boosts the audio's approachability. The author says we should resist the rigid imperatives many of us learn to make our homes, museum, neat, and clean. She confronts such perfectionism by debunking cultural gender role prescriptions and by continually reminding listeners to live in their own skins, live in their own moments. Reclaim your autonomy, she says, and adapt household management ideals to yourself, rather than letting them oppress you with unrealistic demands. That was a review of UnF**k, Your Habitat, by Rachel Hoffman, read by Emily Wu Zeller. It's available from Tantor Media for 4.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Wake Up to the Joy of You. It's by Agapi Stassinopoulos, read by the author. While most listeners will notice that Agapi Stassinopoulos isn't a polished voice pro, she's supremely skilled at connecting with her listeners with her soul and her ideas, as well as her vocal delivery, which comes across as grounded and authentic. She has an astute grasp of common psychological challenges, such as relationship woes, money problems, low self-esteem, health worries, and childhood resentments. She has a way of speaking plainly that validates her listeners' experiences no matter where they are on their journey. In 52 chapters, she discusses the problems that gnaw at so many of us and follows each of these segments with well-crafted meditations that she recites over a wall of sound music. This immersion therapy will help listeners who can make the commitment to find and connect with their goodness. That review, Wake Up to the Joy of You, written and read by Agapi Stassinopoulos. It's available from Random House Audio for 11 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Power of Meaning. It's by Emily Esfahani Smith, read by Mojan Marnot. The author calls upon a host of philosophers, poets, and spiritual leaders to illustrate this satisfying meditation on how to move beyond happiness to find meaning. Mojan Marnot's narration reflects the spirit of the Iranian author's Sufi background. Her vocal beauty and sensibilities make even research summaries have energy and appeal. Powerful without sounding overly serious, Marnot's performance creates a solemn space that promotes openness to the author's message that finding meaning is the answer to the moral discontent so pervasive in contemporary culture. Smith describes people in a variety of colorful locales who are working to avoid the hollowness of today's habits and pursuits. These vignettes and her thoughtful prescriptions make this audio an engaging spiritual experience. And that was a review of The Power of Meaning by Emily Esfahani Smith, read by Mojan Marnot. It's available from Random House Audio for 7.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Positively Resilient. It's written by Doug Hench, read by Paul Michael Garcia. Delivered in his clear baritone, Paul Michael Garcia's performance is notable for his appealing palette of tones and phrases and his sensitive use of pauses. He sounds at once intellectually intense and personally inviting, a style that works well with a book that is full of life-changing ideas that use an intimate connection with the author to give it credibility. These are inspirational ideas, drawn from Martin Seligman's scientific work on positive psychology, but crafted to reach hearts as well as minds. The author, an articulate executive coach, touches his audience by focusing on the strategies from a subjective perspective, learning to be emotionally nimble when stressed, staying curious about new experiences, maintaining social supports, and keeping our mind and schedules free from extraneous distracting content. An uncommonly satisfying audio to hear and absorb. That was a review of Positively Resilient by Doug Hench, read by Paul Michael Garcia. And finally, we have Master Your Time, Master Your Life. It's written and read by Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy's latest productivity audiobook focuses on timing. He says we can get more done by remembering that the times set aside for goal setting, relating, and achieving are different. The Personal Growth and Business Skills author, who has written and narrated dozens of audiobooks over 25 years, has an infectious speaking style that invariably sounds fresh and energizing. He keeps listeners glued to the material by breaking up sentences and phrases in unusual places. This audio is an updated and similarly written compilation of Tracy's ideas and anecdotes. His vocal energy and wisdom make it a worthwhile reminder that with a little effort, we can get more out of our lives. Those five reviews in Learning by Ear's Personal Growth section were written by Thomas Walken. Now we will go back to our reviews, and this time we are looking at reviews in historical fiction. Our first one is The Stryver's Row Spy by Jason Overstreet, read by Avery Glimpf, and it's an Earphones winner. Narrator Avery Glimpf inhabits Sidney Temple's life from his college graduation until he's recruited by J. Edgar Hoover to monitor Marcus Garvey's Back to Africa activities. The story captures 1920s Harlem and the early civil rights movement, particularly the factions of blacks and whites who try to influence colored Americans. Glimpf's best creations are the intelligent streetwise Temple and the compelling Garvey with his gorgeous Jamaican accent, egotism, and grand plan to thwart W.E.B. Du Bois's influence. Hearing Temple's loving wife and sacrificing mother, as well as the luscious food description, add personal elements to the story and provides relief to an overload of tension when Temple has to identify who's for him and who's against him. There's no more entertaining way to be presented with vital American history than this audiobook. That review was written by Susan G. Baird. It is of The Stryver's Row Spy. It's written by Jason Overstreet, and it's an Earphones winner read by Avery Glimpf. It's available from Recorded Books for 11.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Last Days of Night by Graham Moore. It's an Earphones winner read by Jonathan McLean. Who would have thought that the race to produce a workable light bulb could serve as the basis of a gripping historical novel? The story of the late 19th century battle between Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse, as narrated by Jonathan McLean, is the best kind of can't-turn-it-off listen. Coils, wires, direct and alternating current, and the strange inventor, Nikola Tesla, are the stuff of marvelous intrigue as Westinghouse's lawyer, Paul Cravath, battles Edison's threats. McLean, whose Cravath has an enthusiastic mid-American persona, creates equally imaginative vocal portraits of Edison, Westinghouse, and Tesla, and believably colors several different women. Nicely marrying his pace and tone to each scene and offering an easy narrative voice, McLean creates a superb audio experience. That review is by Aurelia C. Scott. It is of The Last Days of Night by Graham Moore. It's read by Jonathan McLean, an Earphones winner, and it's from Random House Audio for 13 hours unabridged. And next we have The Velvet Hours by Allison Richman, read by Tavia Gilbert and Kate Redding, an Earphones winner. Two remarkable performances grace this romance inspired by true events. Tavia Gilbert and Kate Redding shine as Solange and her mother, Martha. Alternating between Belle Époque and pre-World War II Paris, Martha slowly reveals the story of her life, from her unfortunate childhood to her years as a courtesan among Paris's demi-monde. Gilbert delivers a youthful Solange, filled with trepidation. As she warms to Martha, her genuine love for her grandmother is palpable. As Martha, Redding is simply stunning. Her voices, her accents, and her emotions are utterly credible. The vivid painting of Martha, the men in her life, a string of priceless pearls, a world on the edge of collapse, and the growing tenderness between the two women make this an audiobook listeners won't want to miss. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Velvet Hours by Allison Richman. It's read by Tavia Gilbert and Kate Redding, and it's an Earphones winner. And it's available from Blackstone Audiobooks for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our editor's picks, parts 1 and 2, of the most intriguing new titles for February and March. Then we have reviews in romance and Caitlin Augusta's column, Tease. We have reviews of such steamy titles as Earphones winners, The Perks of Loving a Scoundrel, The Seduction Diaries, Book 3 by Jennifer McQuiston, read by Lana J. Weston, and While the Duke Was Sleeping, The Rogue Files, Book 1 by Sophie Jordan, read by Carmen Rose. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.